smoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, January 2nd, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yutuma. She is a announced candidate running for Secretary of State at the March 28th nominating convention coming up here now just in a couple of months. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. It's good to be with you.
Yes. Happy New Year. And I saw on New Year's Eve, you actually shared a story on your Twitter X account, Monica Yutuma, Y-A-T-O-O-M-A, about Judge Brock Swartzel and making a ruling about Jocelyn Benson and what she's trying to tell clerks to do regarding mismatched stubs, numbers, envelopes, challenge ballots, all of that. Explain the story about what you posted there on your Twitter X account.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So Judge Swartzel that you mentioned, a Michigan judge, basically he shut down her illegal mail-in ballot scheme where she tried to let clerks count ballots that had mismatched stubs and envelope numbers. So the stub didn't match the envelope number. And she said, well, hey, to the clerks, you guys go ahead and count those as challenged ballots and we'll go through those. And so Cindy Berry, who's the Chesterfield Township County Clerk with the assistance of the RNC and the Michigan GOP at the time under Peter Hoekstra, sued to say this is illegal. We can't be doing this. So the court came out and also said the same thing and said, no, if the numbers don't match, the ballot cannot be counted. End of story. And so there's no confusion on this. There's no gray area on this. This is Michigan law, and it was explicitly amended to require matching numbers. And she knew this, but she wanted to still push the unlawful guidance anyways because she tries every chance that she gets. But she was shut down in court, which was great. So that was great news.
Well, one of the things I found to be very interesting is they have changed their tune. My wife, Victoria Bishop, is the Antrim County Clerk, and she went to the Michigan Association of County Clerks event in December, right before the holidays. And it was all 83 county clerks from the entire state. It was up here in Traverse City at the Park Place Hotel. And they had actually a lady come from the Bureau of Elections and speak to them. And Vicky was taking notes, as she always does, listening to the speakers, getting updated on everything. And the very first thing, Monica, out of her mouth was, well, we're not here to tell you what you have to do. Our department is just here to help you, to assist you, to answer any questions, and to, you know, give you some basic guidance to kind of help you out. And Vicky said she almost fell out of her chair. She's like, yeah, really? Have you read the guidance and the rules and everything that comes directly from Jocelyn Benson's office, lady? Do you even know what's going on in Benson's office compared to the Bureau of Elections? And when I saw your post, it was, we know Cindy Berry, Chesterfield Township. We used to live down that area. And it was really funny because she actually, I believe, ran previously for Secretary of State. So Cindy's very, very well connected. She knows a lot about the process. And to give legal standing, I believe, to the RNC case from Washington, she actually was the clerk that was included in, as part of being one of the plaintiffs on that lawsuit.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So before this, I didn't know Cindy Berry. Might be worthwhile reaching out to her. I would love to talk to her some more about this. I'm just so glad, though, that she was not afraid to step up and file this lawsuit, because unfortunately, Randy, what we're seeing is a lot of these clerks are afraid to step up or speak out against Jocelyn Benson because, as you know, she's very vengeful.
Oh, yeah. Well, and she always presents herself when she first started, I've been told, is that when she first got elected, took office January 1st of 2019, she sent out a letter to all the clerks, not only county clerks, but the township, city, village clerks, and said, you know, I look very much forward on telling you how to run your elections in your municipality. And it, and everybody's like, okay, this is new. We've never seen this kind of verbiage before. But that's what she's tried to do, is put this false, I guess you would say, misnomer into the clerk's heads that they actually work for her. And honestly, Monica, that's not the case, correct?
No, that's not the case at all. Her job is only to issue guidance. And from there, she needs to support these clerks, all of them across the state, as much as possible, to make it as easy as possible to do their jobs, because they already have enough on their plate, Randy. And so what they don't need is her breathing down their throat, trying to threaten them and tell them what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I found it very interesting, and I actually had reported on this story earlier in the week when Judge Brock Schwartzel made his decision. And at this point, I did not see, according to the news story, whether or not they were going to take it to the Supreme Court, if they were going to appeal it. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I have not heard anything. And I'm hoping that's good news and that she won't do that. But you never know with her.
Yeah. Well, I loved your post because, you know, she says her pattern, and of course, she's referring to Jocelyn Benson. She deflects, then she blames the RNC and the Republicans, and then she always screams voter disenfranchisement. That's always the thing that they're trying to, you know, limit people's rights to vote. And Monica, this has been a reoccurring process, and like you put in your post, it's basically her motive operandi.
That's literally, Randy, that's her agenda. It's exactly what you just deflect. Or sorry, so what you just said. She deflects, blames the Republicans, and then screams voter disenfranchisement, and then on repeat, which is, it's complete BS. Because, you know, when you don't count illegal ballots, that's not disenfranchisement. That's protecting and promoting election integrity, which is what we want. We want to see that.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you this question. In the process of this being exposed, and my question that I asked Vicky, I said, how is it that these ballots, how does this even happen? How is it that the numbers can't possibly match between the envelope and the stub? How is that even possible, Monica?
So look, sometimes, Randy, it's innocent, right? You get a husband and a wife couple, and they request absentee ballots, and somehow when they're returning them, it happens. They swap them out. They put the wrong ballot in the wrong envelope. And so in those cases, I think that should be left up to the clerk's discretion. You know, if the clerk receives them and realizes, oh, okay, husband and wife, just this is very innocent. They swapped ballots by mistake. And if they can attach the right number to the envelope number to the, sorry, stub number to the right envelope, then fine, no big deal. But a lot of this is malfeasance too, right? So the unfortunate part is, while some of this is an accident and it's innocent, the problem is if you allow this, then the people, you know, like Jocelyn Benson or whoever she utilizes that want to cheat and be, you know, nefarious, it makes it easier for them to get away with mismatched ballot stubs and envelope numbers. And so it's just, it's a slippery slope that we want to make sure doesn't exist.
Right. And especially with these ghost mail-in ballots. I've talked with the audience quite a bit. My radio family, they know all about checkmyvote.org, and they know to check vacant lots, which up here in northern Michigan, we have vacant lots everywhere, developments up here, Lakes of the North, different places, and every single vacant lot has an address. And I said, well, check those addresses, folks, and see if there's anybody registered to vote there. And sure enough, we're finding, you know, commercial businesses, commercial buildings, vacant lots. A lot of these have registered voters to them. And it's like, okay, so they mail out a ballot, but then they have a forwarding in where it's, the mail is being forwarded, because there's not even a mailbox out there, Monica.
Right.
And sure enough, these people end up voting. And it's like, okay, this is definitely something that's got to stop. And I could see when you put your post up there that was all part of it there at the beginning of your explanation on your post.
Yeah, Randy, unfortunately, that's not all that uncommon, especially in Detroit, where we see things like what we call these voter trap houses, and there's tons of vacant lots. But essentially, what you see is abandoned Detroit homes, and they're stuffed with phantom voters. And some are even registered at other people's addresses without others knowing. And so this is a great example, and this is exactly why bloated voter rolls are extremely dangerous, because they open the door for absentee ballot abuse, which is literally the number one vehicle for fraud. And so we have to clean up the voter rolls, so it's not easy to stuff phantom voters at these trap houses or using vacant lots or commercial businesses.
Got it. Well, as the next Secretary of State, if you get nominated for the endorsement convention on March 28th, then later in the summer, we actually have the formal nomination. You'll be able to start talking with people immediately heading into the November election about why this, it doesn't matter whether the Republicans are doing it or the Democrats doing it. As Secretary of State, you just want to stop it, period.
Exactly. This is not a partisan issue. This is an issue of integrity. And we have to uphold this integrity to set the standard across the state and for the future, right? Cheating is not okay ever. And it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. We don't want anything to do with it.
Well, the main thing that I think people need to know when you're out on the campaign trail here, you're going to be attending a lot of meetings and a lot of county meetings and going around the state getting prepared for this nominating convention. Is this part of your presentation, part of your stump speech, if you will? This is all part of what you're talking about with the precinct delegates?
Oh, absolutely. Election integrity is a top priority. But the two most important things that I always talk about, number one is cleaning up the voter rolls. And number two, securing absentee ballots and really tightening up that chain of custody, because the voter rolls and the absentee ballots really, truly go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And then lastly, you do have on your website, I'd like you to mention that website. People can go check it out. But you even have some other issues, policies that you plan to implement.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I want to champion a poll challenger and a campaign bill of rights. Our poll challengers are our last line of defense in these elections. We've got to protect them and protect their rights. But increasing transparency is a huge part of my platform, because we need to provide greater access to election data and government processes.
What is that website for people to check out?
They can check it out at www.monicaformichigan.com.
And it's all spelled out.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Monica, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this Friday show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, Monica Yatooma, Yatooma. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter X. She also has, of course, the campaign website, MonicaForMichigan.com. MonicaForMichigan.com. Check it out. She's got all her platforms and issues and things that she plans to do as our next Secretary of State. Greatly appreciate her coming on the show. Russell over in Millersburg. Randy, are you still getting ivermectin? Is it the liquid or the pill? How are you still getting it? I'm going to be honest with you. It's real simple. You can go online at Tractor Supply Company. Find your closest Tractor Supply, and you can actually purchase the liquid. And the reason I like the liquid better is because you apply it topically directly over top of your lungs, on your chest, and on your back. Very, very easy to do with a cotton ball. It's easier to do, of course, your back, if you have your spouse or friend with you there that can do it. But all you do is they have these bottles that have the side bottle that is the dosage amount. Very, very, very simple to do. And all you do is you squeeze out, you know what? I'm going to check with my farmer to remember the dosage. I believe it's 1 milliliter for every 10 pounds of body weight. Could be 20. I'll ask him, double check for sure. But basically, I know I was using roughly about 10 milliliters. And I would put half of it on the front of my chest and then have Vicky rub the other half, 5 milliliters, on the back of my chest. You know when you go to the doctor, Russell, and you the doctor wants to listen to your lungs, gets out the stethoscope and holds it up to you and says, okay, take a deep breath. Well, under the breast area, listening to the lungs in the front, and then they go around to the back. Okay, take a deep breath, hold it for a little bit, blow out. Well, right wherever they put the stethoscope is where you want to rub the ivermectin liquid on your chest and on your back. And then what I do, the farmer told me, that you put on a cotton t-shirt, and then don't take off the cotton t-shirt for that day. Wear that cotton t-shirt under your clothes. Basically, even sleep with it. Because topically, some of it will wear off on the t-shirt. but it'll hold it right up against your skin. And then your skin, being your largest organ of your body, will absorb the ivermectin right into your lungs. And therefore, that's where most of the viruses are held, is in your chest cavity of your lungs. Of course, your sinuses, your nose, things like that. But the lungs is where it really starts to take toll on you and giving you the flu symptoms and things like that. COVID, all of it. And I tell you what, after a day or two of using the liquid ivermectin, there is pill forms, but then that gets into your bloodstream, goes throughout your entire body, which is fine. But I like localizing it and putting it right in my lungs, right over my lungs, so that it can kill anything in the lungs. So absolutely, that's the best way to do it. You'll see it comes in a yellow box with the blue liquid, and you want to get the small one. I forget the cost on it. I'll look at during the break, and if I can find it online, I'll even send you the link to it. And like I said, for me weighing like 220 basically, I believe it was 10 ml. Is what I did, five on the front and five on the back. So very much available, and yes, you can still get it. Okay, thank you, I'll use it. I live alone. Well, then here's what you do. Take the cotton balls and for your back, and if you can just bend your arm back and just basically like where you want to scratch with your thumb, that's where you hold the cotton ball and just go up and down your lungs right there on both sides. And it's very easy to apply. It absorbs pretty quickly into your skin, and then wear a cotton t-shirt. Rod Wheeler, I eat the paste in the tube. Yep, that's another way to do it. It comes in a tube, and you can get that online. Rod, what is your best source for that? Do they have that at Tractor Supply as well? Or is that just the liquid? So I'm not really sure. Okay, let's see. Officer Rick, you can also get the apple paste and mix it in with applesauce. Didn't know they made an apple paste. So, yep, very cool. One last thing I want to mention real quick as we head into our history lesson. Pastor Chatfield has been spending a lot of time with his students doing American history. And right after Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, heading into the holidays, well, he is teaching all about World War II. Rick says you can get the apple paste at Tractor Supply as well. Excellent. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, World War II, key battles with key generals. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote.